Welcome to Formal Nachos. My name is Jeff Budke, alongside
Tamara Turney.
And this is a show designed and made for Savannah Stewart.
And Candace.
Whoa! What just happened?
What are you doing here?
I'm here.
She's burst through the door. She's burst through the door like the Kool-Aid Man.
Honey, it's Candace.
Against all odds,
get her a cold beer.
Candace decided to come home early just to be a part of the show and be with us in studio.
It's really remarkable. I just can't even say thank you enough for coming home early for this show.
Unprecedented.
This show. It's unprecedented.
It's too...
Amelia for the air flight.
It's too real.
It's too real. It is. Oh my gosh. Candace, we're so happy to have you.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Oh.
This is Thoughts for Your Thoughts.
Yes, what else do I have? Designer, young bohemian, world traveler, Candace Nagel.
So, if you're listening and you're not Savannah or Candace,
hang up.
You can hang up the phone, or you can stay with us and enjoy the show. But the show is not for you.
Yeah,
it's just not.
It's just not. But thanks for listening.
Hi, Ma.
Hi, Linda. And Josh is here today. Josh, what's your role this week?
I don't know, now that Candace is here, I feel like she should be the executive producer, so I'll be...
I'm a guest star.
She'll be the guest executive producer, okay. And I will be the assistant to the guest executive producer.
And what's your distraction this week? Oh.
Ooh.
Get to put you to work.
What's your distraction this week, Josh?
What are you working on this week?
I think I might lube the chain on my bike.
That sounds gross.
If you know what I mean.
Tamara's face is buried in her hands.
It begins already.
It's really 2 minutes in.
She's
striking
her own face. Oh, and the beer is coming out the nose.
Drink some water.
Get out the hose. Got to cool that down.
Speaking of lube.
Worst transition.
Oh, my gosh.
We had a wonderful meal this evening.
Oh, my gosh.
Tara.
in which lube had nothing to do with. Just want to make that abundantly clear.
There was coconut oil.
Ooh, is that what browned the chicken so nicely?
Yeah. Again, not a visual.
When you nod your head like that, I'm not sure if Savannah's getting that.
I was nodding my head.
So we brought in an expert from Italy to cook and eat with us, and what did we have? We had Mexican food.
That's right.
And I consumed it.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
It was delicious.
Could you compare it to our... Should we cheers? Should we all cheers
Ooh.
The meal?
I'll
ching
ching. Cheers. That's what you
got to
say.
Ching ching.
Prost.
All at once. To the football. We didn't even plan that, Savannah.
Oh my gosh. Candace, I'm curious. What American things have you done since you've been back, or like what have you eaten since you've been back?
The first
have you had a hot dog?
No,
that's a good question. Hamburger, French
the
fries.
The first meal I had was a burrito from El Camion.
Okay,
and
good choices.
In defense of this, I need to explain that
no defense needed.
No, I'm not defending the initial eating of the burrito.
It was the second burrito.
Two burritos, one sitting. Go on.
Did you double down?
No. I went and got a burrito and ate it. And it was my first day. And then I fell asleep at 7:30 that night.
Okay.
Okay.
Had half a burrito in the fridge. Woke up at 4 in the morning.
I was hoping you like went to bed and forgot that you ate a burrito. You're like, the burrito sounds pretty good.
I haven't had a burrito since I got back.
No, 4 a.m. burrito is what happened.
I think I'll eat it now.
Was that burrito in there when I left for Italy? I bet you're still good.
Still good.
On the way out, you had Bitterroot. When you got back, you had El Camion. It's just fantastic. It's a fantastic combination. Both still in the fridge.
Oh, my gosh. That's so great.
What other American things you've done besides eat Mexican food, which we now know you've done twice upon your return?
Well, I did a Northwest thing. I went to the Oregon coast over the weekend.
Ooh.
I had some clam chowder.
Chowder.
Oh, Castilian.
The white kind or the red kind?
The white kind.
Nice.
Chowder.
Do they have a lot of chowder in Italy?
Copious amounts of chowder.
A lot of chowder. Okay, compare... let's give the broad strokes for Mother. What you did in Italy really quickly. Maybe like a 26 seconds second breakdown?
Well, we
like you just pass someone in church and they're like, "Hey, what happened in Italy?" And you don't want to talk to them. Like, what would you what would you hit them with?
Linda, I don't want to talk to you. So this is a quick version.
She doesn't mean it.
Mom, she doesn't mean it.
She doesn't mean it. Don't
mean it, Mom.
Linda, we love you.
We'll edit this out.
Cut.
We'll
do it live.
Scrap this. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Having never
Hi,
met
Savannah.
Linda.
How are you, Savannah? Sorry.
Yelling at the microphone.
Sorry about that.
Oh,
my gosh. Okay.
And go. We landed in Milan, stayed a day, saw the Last Supper, and then took a train.
Live?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. It was pretty crazy.
The thing about flights to Milan is they actually go back in time.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How come more people don't know about this, like me?
I don't know. They, like, herald you into this room, and Jesus walks out, breaks some bread.
Kanye has a song about
real.
That.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they kick you out 15 minutes later. So that's that.
This
is already longer than 26 seconds.
No, no,
going.
We're not. Oh, now it's done.
Day two.
And then day two, we went off to Venice, where we stayed with a charming Irish man named Daryl. There are some good stories about Daryl.
Daryl, classic Italian name.
Oh, classic.
That'd actually be a red flag for me. Like, what's your name?
It's oh,
like,
he's Irish. He was Irish.
Daryl. Daryl. How do you say Daryl?
I'm
Daryl.
They call me Daryl.
Movers and shakers.
Wow. This is good. He didn't sound like any of that.
We're just like, we're hitting on all sides. We're zeroing in, you know?
Yeah.
We'll get there eventually.
Hey, I'm Daryl from Ireland.
I got my bolt here.
Well, that's what he sounded like.
Mm-hmm. He was from Fargo.
Born in Alabama.
Daryl from Fargo.
Fargo?
So we did that. It was lovely. Drank spritzes and rode boats and
wait, spritzes.
Spritzes were
spritzes and which?
A lovely drink. It's prosecco with Aperol.
Ooh.
And like an olive, so it's like a sparkling but like slightly bitter aperitif.
Oh,
you fancy.
Yeah,
oh,
you fancy now.
Of course you can get them for €2, so I don't know if you'd call them that fancy, but they are delish.
Sounds pretty alright.
It was really great.
Is that cheap?
€2.
That's like $20, right?
That was like
$225.
That's like $200.
Yep.
Worth it.
Wait. I can't tell if we're joking. Hold on. How much is €1?
It's
like
same,
a buck. Like...
A $1.12. Like,
oh, okay.
It's practically the
it's,
same.
Okay, it's the same.
So yeah, it's like under $3.
It's like a Pabst in Sandy.
Yeah.
Got it.
Only like really good. Like...
What's
so like a
Pabst
in Sandy.
I'm just saying that everything's overpriced in Seattle.
Like a third of a Safeco Field Rainier.
Oh my gosh.
And on to the next one. Then
the executive producer is, she's going to clean this show up. You guys are distracted. You guys waste too much time on anecdotes about Sandy, Oregon that no one cares about. We're going to clean it up.
Keep it going.
Tamara's gone.
On track.
The snaps are great for the microphone, by the way. We've been doing it a lot this show. Every time it like spikes on the little... That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Savannah's going to love it.
I haven't even brought out my That's So Raven moment.
Ooh.
Oh.
You met Raven Savannah.
For those not watching, Candace gave a Z-shaped snapping formation with three
try.
Of them.
I didn't
It was smooth. Quite like a limousine.
She also... Did the head bob.
And the head did roll.
Savannah has experienced that multiple times, though. That was, like, happening in Italy all
That's great.
Time.
Next, we're getting into your guys' biggest fight on the trip.
Oh, no, you did it.
Too hot? My money's
hot.
Hot
damn.
Tell the police.
That song's fun.
It's
I don't
so
care
good.
What people say. I just
want
to dance.
I love it.
Screw guys. I just want to dance.
And we'll have a segment shortly called Jeffrey Dancing.
We've had that one before.
I've taken my shirt off many a podcast and danced. We edit most of those out.
Cut.
Broad brushstrokes. Bringing us into Florence.
Already in Paris.
Fourth day of our trip. Went to Florence. Stayed there for 3 weeks. Took a cooking class, got to know some locals. It was the highlight of the trip. It was just lovely to feel at home and, like, settle in was just super great. To have, like, favorite restaurants, favorite cafes that we'd, like, frequent.
That is awesome.
Sit on the steps of the Duomo eating gelato.
Did y'all get to meet any women like the woman in Eat, Pray, Love who is, like...
Julie Roberts?
No, the old Italian woman that she rents the house from. And
oh, Sandra Bullock.
She's like, you just fill it with just a little bit of water.
From the Blind Side?
How do I wash it? You wash the important parts.
Not quite. We did have, like, a sub 2 days in our cooking class, which was an older Italian woman. By older, she wasn't, like, she was in her, like, mid-60s, maybe.
Mm. Oh.
Like, not super old. And she was a tyrant. She was insane. Like, she'd come over and, like, grab your arm and lead you to the sink and be like, wash the dishes. And
well, she sounds like a cheery and bright.
Oh, yeah. Her name is Victoria,
oh,
I believe.
That's a nice name.
Right, Samantha?
Savannah.
You're catching on.
It's nice to be able to communicate with
so
her.
So that was an Italian woman we met.
Nice.
She ran her kitchen.
Clean ship. Clean. Tight ship.
Tight. Technically.
It's a gaming ship.
Nothing gets done, but it's spotless.
I didn't learn how to cook at all, but man, can I clean a pat. A pat? Pan.
To be fair,
someone carry this.
They don't have this in San
So then after Florence, y'all went to...
So after Florence, we went to Roma.
Roma.
And we spent a week in Rome and hit a lot of sights, saw a lot of things. We saw the Pope. We went to a papal
visit.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's
tight.
That
was insane.
Was he in the Pope Mobile?
Yes, he was. But it didn't have glass. He could have gotten shot on the spot. But we were in Vatican City. And right outside of St. Paul's, he went around, kissed some babies, blessed some newlyweds, and waved at me.
Kiss some babies and waved at me.
That was a great third part of that sentence.
It was lovely. No, that was a really cool experience. It was crazy to be in like a square with so many people. Like, I want to say there was about 20,000 people there probably.
In the Vatican?
Outside the square.
Well, that was right after we got back from the States,
Vatican
right?
Vatican City, yeah.
Yeah.
And tons of Germans there.
Oh.
They are kind of disruptive, not going to lie.
Oh.
Classic German.
Prost. 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 Do you think the Germans are going to be upset?
I don't know.
Germans, Tamara refuses to toast to that out of fear.
I'm the same person who took back the fact that I called our living room the Ottoman Empire instantly because I didn't remember who the Ottomans were.
Wait, is that offensive? Wait.
Politically incorrect?
I don't remember.
Just trying to be inclusive to all
people.
I'm peoples.
Glad you are. But they were just had a lot of fervor in their hearts.
Okay.
But it was
German
cool to hear
fervor.
Like so many, so many people and like I think my expectation was that like people were gonna like scream and get really excited when the Pope came by and it was like silent, like
whoa.
Pure reverence.
Wow.
Like it was so cool. Like he would come by
so
and
the
everyone
least American thing
would like
you experience.
Take pictures. Yes, thank God. And he would like people would take pictures, but
thank
it was
God.
Like very calm. Like in the picture, it looks like everyone would be
Pope
really
joke.
Rowdy.
Pope pun. Thank
but really,
God.
It was very like
smooth, like
smooth
a
like
Pope
Ooh. Maybe a stretch mobile.
Maybe.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah. Let's keep it, yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
And then I left and flew home. Here you are. And you did have a stopover in Portland.
Frankfurt and Portland.
Ever.
I had a double stopover.
In Portland.
And my stopover in Portland was a highlight because my parents and my brother Chad came to the airport and had dinner with me. I had to take a little hopper plane up here.
Carpet's gone, yeah. It's a new carpet.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't been yet.
It's depressing.
Mm.
Don't.
Just don't go.
Don't fly.
Love that PDX airport.
Don't do
it. Delayed my little Alaska flight up to Seattle. Took a later shuttle.
Nice.
And had dinner with my family instead.
That's sweet.
That's great.
That was really, real nice. I mean, I hadn't slept in 22 hours.
I don't remember any of it, but it was delightful.
I just, like,
I think.
Talked.
Nice.
So, like, an hour and 20 minutes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're really glad you're back.
Oh, it's good to be back. It's
welcome.
Nice to have you.
So, we're going
to
continue the show without you. Feel free to hang out, but don't talk into the microphone.
I'm a mute.
I'm a mute.
Savannah, I'm joking.
You know we're only teasing.
Yeah. See where our notes today. It said, "Do we want to go?" There's four things we could talk about. We already talked about food segment.
Okay.
The other three, we could have a vote. Let's have a live vote,
ooh.
A little behind the scenes. The highlight of the last 10 days since our last podcast: grandparents or boring texts. Tamara, your vote.
Grandparents.
Grandparents.
Josh, your vote that is meaningless at this point.
I want to be on the winning side. Grandparents.
right. So we thought it'd be riveting podcast talk to talk about our grandparents and the things that they say. Josh, why don't you lead us?
Clearly, this idea was better in theory than in reality, but let's give it our best shot anyways.
I'm really excited.
Savannah,
give it a chance. Don't just turn it off like you do at this point. Give it a few more minutes before you just press the off button.
So, Savannah, you know my grandparents. You know Nana. You know Pappy.
Pappy.
Well, my Pappy, he always says, I regret that I have but one appetite to give to this meal. You've heard him say it.
And then he goes...
And then he laughs, like he's never said it before. But he has said it at every Thanksgiving since I was born. And my grandmother, my Nana, she says, well, when I was growing up, she used to say, I'll beat you bloody. No, I should say, my grandma has never been violent ever.
Until recently.
Until recently. And it's really scary. My parents, no. She has never been violent at all. But she used to say that to us, my sister and I, when we were little. And it's so messed up. The other thing that she used to say, the other thing was, I'll pinch your chichi. Which, anyone who's not Savannah out there, I just want to hear your thoughts about what a chichi could be.
Tweet us at.
Tweet us at Horrible Nachos.
You know
hashtag
you know
grandparents
where to find
problems.
And,
things my grandparents say.
There's some more things I could. I mean,
hashtag.
My other grandpa would say something like, get your hind leg in, Mabel, when he was getting in the car. There's just lots of really good things.
And her name isn't Mabel.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
My other grandparents.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That would be weird. So that's just something to get us started.
Oh, that was great.
There we go.
Oh my gosh.
There we go.
Chi-Chi's is great.
I mean, if you know what it is. If you don't know what it is.
It's a little scary.
Yep. I'd be scared.
I'm trying to think of all the things my grandparents said. My grandma likes to yell, you're out of the will, with a lot of, like seriousness in
gusto.
Her voice.
There's
like,
been no discussion of wills
yeah.
among my grandparents.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Oh.
Or it's just like.
Nor
yeah.
will there be.
Whoa! Shut it down. Yeah, you're out of the will has been said a lot during card games and different sorts of board games, which is strange, but then we assume she's joking. And,
is this the grandma
comes down to
that
final
round
of
yeah.
Uno? Are you going to play a double reverse?
Or are you going to let grandma win and get your inheritance?
Here's a question.
Yes.
I walked on her lawn, and
yes.
I felt the fear of God enter my body.
Oh, you're out of the will.
I was wondering if I should have not walked on her grass.
Oh, did she say something?
I was wondering about that.
No.
She did seem to get really upset when the dog ran on the grass.
Yeah.
Oh.
The dog? That's what dog's paws are for.
Yeah.
Grass running.
Grass
dog paws.
That's why
God does Savannah
running.
Know about that highlight of what you
paws.
Saw while you were on the grass at my grandma's house?
Oh, what'd you see?
At Jeff's grandma's house. In
we didn't get that
Oregon.
Part of the Sandy visit.
No, it happened right after the podcast.
We went to the grandma's house. We played with the most magical dog, Bodog.
Bodog, which is his name.
He's the most incredible dog.
My dad's a very simple man.
He was incredible. Fetch for days.
It's not Bo. It's Bodog.
It's Bodog.
Bodog.
Like, I called it Bo, and my dad's been like, Bodog. No, it's a dog already.
So it's
I'm
Bodog.
Not calling him Bodog.
Bodog the dog. But out of the distance, out in the distance.
Imagine.
In a clearing.
You know the opening scene
spot.
Of Twilight with the fawn? And like you go down to the
yeah.
into the meadow and the brook.
I mean, I've
Candace,
seen
answer
that.
The question.
Everything looks kind of sparkly.
I've never seen it.
Everything looks kind of backlit. Everything's all dreamy. And mystical.
There's no brook, but everything else is the same. And there's no fawn either.
I'm just picturing
Candace.
Oh, Candace, why?
Think of the llamas.
Cut.
I don't know
how that goes.
I can't finish my story.
Okay, mystical dog, Bo.
Bodog.
Bodog.
When in the distance. In a
not
clear...
dog, Bo.
Not Bo.
When in a distance, in the clearing, in the backlit lighting and everything looks
okay.
beautiful, come five...
Vampires.
Ah!
I didn't see you there, vampires.
It's not Friar Tuck. It's Robin Hood I want.
Ah! I mean, I'm just saying, Team Edward.
Can
I get a hot tub?
We're gonna give her a minute to recover herself.
She's not even hitting herself. She's just put her face onto the table.
She's brought her head to table at this point.
They were llamas.
Wait, what?
There's llamas at the grandma's house?
All different colors. Five of them.
There's five kinds of llamas?
I think we use the term different races. So colors.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even think about it.
Maybe it's just,
okay.
I'd feel bad if I let you come in on the mistake.
They can't see pictures on the
I was going to say, you're showing... Tamara's currently showing Candace pictures of the... Candace reacting.
You know they
Candace?
Spit, right?
Candace? It's a combination of...
It was great.
Yeah.
They were alpacas.
Oh, look at their heads.
They were a little skittish.
They're fluffy giraffes.
Also, they have really gnarly teeth.
Fluffy giraffes.
Okay, so they all look like they kind of want to kill you, though.
Yeah, they were a little bit eerie to be near.
Yeah, my grandmother said that no one really ever gets that close to them.
They let me touch them.
That one's so great because of the sun. The way the sun is, like, peering through and just like...
Oh. Sorry.
Our moms are here.
Okay, so, that sounds like a magical... Where did the dog... Is the dog a part of the story?
The dog tried to be a part of the story,
Bo-dog's
but
just hanging out.
I just encouraged him to go back. Bo-dog. I threw a dog for him. And, I mean, a ball.
Threw another dog for him.
A ball I threw a ball for him.
He wasn't violent enough to engage with that kind of game.
3 points.
Oh, and...
If there's one thing
and
dog
Portland wins the game.
As we call them in Italy.
Wait, does that mean that they get to go to the finals?
That means they get to probably go to the playoffs. That's very, 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 very nice.
Yay! Okay.
We love you very, 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 very much.
Portland Timbers.
That's right. And you guys went to a Timbers game. Yeah, it's a fun one. It's a fun song.
Hey,
we didn't get to sing it very much because we lost and didn't score.
Portland Timbers.
We salute you. We do. Though.
I was told I wasn't supposed to sing those songs.
They're not.
Bad and nasty songs.
Yeah. Did you sing the other ones? There was other fun ones that you could have sang. Let it rain, let it pour, let the Portland Timbers score. Na 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 na.
Do you have the song sheet?
That's cheating. You're not allowed to have the song sheet.
Did you once upon a time have a song sheet?
No, I just guessed until I got it right. Like, there's one line that's, we're the Timbers Army, a green and white army, who are you? And I thought it was, na 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 army. It's not. Those aren't words. Because I just never knew what it was.
Oh, man.
So grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
Nana.
On track. On to you, grandparent stories, Tamara.
I'm looking at my grandma, her picture over there.
Oh, that
she has a phrase.
She's
pretty,
got a great one.
Pretty great. I'm sure I've told all of everyone this, but she was describing a dog one time to me and Josh, and she was like, "That poor dog, it's uglier than handmade soap."
Homemade soap.
Homemade soap.
Or handmade.
Ugly as homemade soap.
Homemade handmade soap. It's just ugly.
Bless its heart.
Oh, bless Bo-dog's poor little heart. Dog is ugly as handmade soap.
And she just said it, and it, like, sunk in. Like,
yeah.
Homemade
soap.
Homemade soap. Yeah, if I tried,
it would look pretty bad.
There's just layers to that, you know?
Tiramisu.
Oh, that's really funny. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Wow.
That's a funny text. Grandparent story. My grandpa would always yell.
Pick up what was put down there.
If I ever left the door open, he would yell, "Were you born in a barn?" Which I never understood as a kid.
I was
daddy's is that phrase.
The hospital.
Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Yeah, I have heard that my whole life.
My whole life, right? And then no one else uses that.
I don't know where that's from though.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It means let's get out of here.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Okay, so it means, like, let's go.
So, like,
oh, what's the other?
When our grandparents were kids, there were these popsicle stands that if you found a match, you could light it on fire and it would blow up.
And then
it was like
run.
It was like fireworks for them. Because popsicles were combustible.
The only
you could eat them.
Because there
yeah,
was no
boom pops.
Boom pops.
There was no such thing as Netflix and chill back then. So,
Mom, turn off the podcast right now. We're going
to be entering a different level of the conversation.
Netflix parents and chill. Allowed. Mom, don't use that phrase, please.
Randy, go ahead.
Randy, wait. I wonder if Randy has the beard going. He's trying to do No Shave November, and Linda's not having any of it.
Randy, stay strong.
It's October.
Oh, he's... To be fair. I forgot.
Stay strong, Randy. He's... I believe in your facial hair.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, what's the other thing you say? Put the... something in Boogie.
You know, put the...
Put the B in Boogie? Or put it in B for Boogie. My mom says that. My mom's got the best
say. Yeah. My dad has the best
say. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom... We should have her as a guest before Santa
Ooh.
Goes back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, seriously. Karen would be a great guest.
All in favor? I.
Hi.
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 Podox is I.
Rough.
Rough. Rough. Where are some Karenisms that you'd like to share since you brought it up?
Yes.
She got the bee and Boogie. She is the one who said to my... she was trying to express to her daughter, my sister, that no one person completes another person.
Oh,
talking
gosh.
About holy matrimony here.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay, perfect.
And
perfect.
She was trying to say that, like, you can't expect whoever you marry to, like, be such a perfect fit that it's, like, the only person you're ever going to need. Like, it's, like, basically, it's, like, the same idea of, like, it takes a village.
Yeah.
But, so in marriage, like, you know, like, more people, you can't, like, expect to find your soulmate who's the only person you need. And so what she said to my sister was, you can't put all your eggs into one man. And I was like,
that's
not
the way it works.
It's a weird combination.
You are a
Seahorse. Yeah. The male Seahorse has the baby.
Well, why don't we call him the female
Seahorse? No, it's the male.
Seems like a stubborn...
It's like, she's trying to say, like, you can't put all your eggs into one basket, and also, like, no one man's ever going to complete your life, but she just...
Was this during the wedding, or was this...
Yeah, it was, like, her vows.
Yeah.
No, it was not.
I was going to die there.
No, no, this was ages
before. Dear.
And it's also, my dadism, oh my gosh, this was so great. In high school, I must have been in a sophomore, and Kate was a senior, and she was going, no, she was in college, and she was going on a date with a guy... was from the area though. Was
Shouldn't drop
from
that
Seattle.
Name on the show. My bad.
And Kate didn't really want to go. But anyways, this guy.
She didn't want to go on a date with this guy.
Yeah. So that they were going though, and my dad.
Wait, girls will go on dates that they don't want to go on.
Yeah, remember that, Jeff. That's
okay.
Important.
Okay. Good to know. That's great.
It really helps if you just don't clarify.
And remember, at the end of the
date.
If
you don't clarify that
at the
date.
That's not what I'm talking about.
At the end of the date, a firm handshake works
come in.
Every time.
Come into a date,
it works.
And they'll really want to go out with you again. Nah.
Anyways, my dad calls out to my sister and boy, who's taking her on a date, wants to say, hey, be safe. You know, like, hey, you're driving, you're going out in the town. That's what he means. That's the meaning. Be safe. Instead, he yells,
use protection.
Use protection.
He does not. Sorry,
he did.
He
totally
I'm
did.
Joking.
And the guy, the guy who was walking out with my sister just froze. Just like, I did not expect that to be.
What did Kaylin do?
Oh, I'm sure she talked to my dad later. About that.
Hey,
did your dad get it as soon as it came out of his mouth?
Use protection.
I don't know. It was only used in one context.
Because I think it was like,
protection.
And out the door.
Maybe,
and they're gone.
Maybe two. One when you're in a war zone.
Was it like,
and the second is in any other situation.
Like Florence, Italy.
Or,
anyways.
I feel like most people want to know like what happened with Kaylin, the guy after that. But I'm more interested in like the door closing and like Karen's reaction of just...
The saddest hoo-hoo that's ever been heard. Yeah. I don't remember that part. I mean, I don't know what happened after that.
The saddest hoo-hoo.
I'm sure it was great.
Well, I have a grandparent story that's somewhat similar to that, in which Grandpa Bud, my living grandfather, so my sister and I...
That's what my grandpa was called.
Aww.
His last name
was
Budkey.
Oh, okay. See, my grandpa's name is Charles.
Mm.
So he goes by Bud, because that's natural, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Charles Chuck Bud.
But let me paint the picture. Let me paint the scene. My sister and I are just hitting puberty. Or rather, I'm just hitting puberty. My sister's 2 years ahead of me. So she's a young teenager.
Mm, perfect for grandpas to
know
what to say.
Yep, we are homeschooled, and lovely in our little world of innocence and, you know, beauty. And my sister has long hair. She has freshly showered, so her hair is nice and wet. And it is leaving two wet stains on her shirt in very choice spots on her chest.
Good.
And she walks downstairs, and my grandpa says, "Ooh, looks like someone's leaking." And then my sister, like,
wow.
Use protection.
That's incredible.
I think it's hilarious, but not when I was 11. Woo-hoo. Or no, maybe I was older. I don't know. That was a good
one. Oh, boy.
Grandpa Bud also always asks, "Everything come out okay?" when you come out of the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Or when you go.
So he just has really great phrases for when you're exiting a restroom, essentially. Nice. And whether you've been showering or.
And they're generally having to do with body fluid. Yeah.
Anything
just,
like that.
He's
yeah.
just concerned.
Just generally.
It's great. It makes for
concerned.
Real memorable moments.
He just cares.
Memorable moments.
He cares too much.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to say after that. Let's transition.
Such a good moment.
Though. Anyone have a boring text?
Oh.
Play the imaging.
Boring
text. Sorry, there's people.
That was boring.
I shouldn't have yelled that. I'm sorry. There's people sleeping upstairs. I feel bad.
Little people. Too.
There are very little. Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
You have a boring text for us?
I do. Okay, hold on.
He's busy.
Oh, are you playing a game? I thought you were preparing for the segment. My bad.
No, I have one.
That's on me.
I just had to defeat the dungeon boss. Give me a second.
Just the dungeon boss.
Hey, guys, I leveled up. Aren't you happy for
all
me?
All right.
Oh, I think Tamara's going to kick us off.
I've got a really nice...
Good save, Candace.
I've got a really
save
nice
the show.
Work text.
Ooh. Yeah.
You ready? All right,
how many people involved in the conversation?
Me and two others.
Two others, okay.
The
other two?
Person number
one. They were
one.
Female.
Yeah, they were. All of us are female. Did we ever change the complete office login? If so, or if not, to be quite honest, where might I locate that? We need more spoons, and I was going to check to see if we had ordered some. We did change it, and I think Tamara wrote it down in the admin binder above her desk. Smiley face. Person number one. Awesomeness. I'll check again. Person number two. Under logins and passwords, I think. I know it was sec@spu.edu, but
ooh,
I don't remember the password.
Login.
Sorry. You're fine. I think I can figure it out from here. Me, 3 hours later. I changed it, but I didn't activate the account. It's still connected to Carly's old account. I haven't figured out how to make the change permanent. End of text.
Wow, that's a boring text.
Next level right there.
Yep.
Speaking of my mother, I have a text
exchange.
Popcorn, I pick you, Josh.
Between my mother
and I. See how nice
I
was?
Yeah.
See how I, like, made him feel special by picking him?
And my mother
saying his name.
Texted me. This is on a Wednesday, to set the scene. On a Wednesday.
And Wednesday is the night you text mother.
Mother texted me and she says, "Dad and I are going to California at the end of October, October 29th, November 2nd. Would you be able to manage Zoe? Let me know."
Zoe
Thanks.
Is a dog that
Zoe
lives
a
in...
a family dog.
And to this text,
and
I said nothing because that's my want. And on Friday, she texts me, "Good morning, son. Any thoughts
You're
about Halloween weekend with Zoe girl?"
Zoe,
that was
girl.
On Friday.
That's a band. She has a theme song now.
That's right.
And to that text, I said nothing because that's also my want. And on Saturday, the next day, my mom texts me and says, "Hope you're having a good day off. Do you think you will be able to take care of Z at the end of the month?"
So does Zoe have three different names in these three?
Yeah.
Names?
Zoe girl, Z.
She's trying those different angles there.
To which,
trick him
more
into
aggressive.
It.
To which I said.
Nothing. No,
but I then called my mother.
She is your mother.
I called my mother on Saturday, but then on Sunday she texted me, "Do you need a place to watch the game? Phillips Tower is open in real time or delayed."
Oh.
No response to that, Josh.
I then texted back to that. "Thanks, Mom. I don't think we'll make it this time." And she said, "No worries. Just wanted you to know we're always willing to share the TV and we enjoy your company. Smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. And then today,
hey, thought, oh,
and I did not reply to that text. And
wow, then today, you're a bad son.
She texted me a picture of a bracelet that I bought for her in
Mexico.
And she said, "Look what I have on today. Love it. Smiley face with hearts as eyes." To which I said nothing.
Wow, that's horribly that's depressing.
Wow, I'm upset for your mother.
Alrighty. Wow. Well, to kick it up a notch, I'm going to bring Marketime into the mix.
Ooh.
Ooh. I have a nice boring text exchange with my friend M. This happened on Friday. It said... I'm gonna like diversify the voices.
Oh, nice.
That's two voices.
We don't do that.
That's just because really otherwise it'll be too difficult.
Can you make one voice really deep?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'll be deep.
I'll
say
hi.
Hi. Okay. Heaven forbid we have two different people read the text.
I'll be deep.
I'll be
deep.
Okay. I'll be at your place. Okay, again, I am deep. She is high.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, dear.
How high is she?
Yeah, nailed it.
I'll be at your place by 5:45, smiley face. I'm just trying to figure out if I should run to get some dinner or snack type things. I'm going to eat an avocado now.
Deeper.
But
lower.
Lower.
I'm going to eat an avocado now, but snacks never hurt, winky face. I'm going to do a market time run. Also, don't judge. I'm totally wearing the same outfit as last night. No judgment. I'm changing into leggings pronto. Also, the outfit I wore yesterday, I also wore to hang out with Jill, and I wanted to wear it again the third time today. Third day? That was not a clear text. Double thumbs up! Can I pick you up anything? Already got mimosa fixings. I think I'm good. To clarify, we were about to leave for a girls' weekend.
That's actually very helpful.
Yeah, that is helpful. That's nice.
Yeah, so she was like, we were going to drive ghosts together. We were running errands before.
Nice.
Wait, should I just delay a bit and pick you up on my way? Ooh, yes.
Yes.
Actually, want to swing by and get me? Then we can go there together. I'm pretty much ready. Which is what she asked already. So I'm not sure why I'm like just reiterating that. Yeah, here. Coming. And done.
Wow. That's a boring text.
We made it to market time successfully.
Nice. Market time is great.
Did we have market time in Italy?
Market Time, a main sponsor of the
this
show.
This is peanut butter and jelly with pretzel.
Wait, what?
This is sea salt, I think.
Yes, please.
I would like that, please. Hey, thanks. This is with my coworker Sean.
Oh, peanut butter pretzel, no jelly.
There's no jelly in this. Sean texted me. Nope, I texted Sean. Hey, are you ready to chat for 5 minutes before half of C block, second half of C block? He writes, yeah, meet in my office? I said, yes, what time? And he responds, what time? Then I said, what time do you want to meet? And he said, I'm heading to watch a class. What time do you want to meet? And I said, after C break? Would that work? I can come to wherever you are. It doesn't matter. And he responds, meet in my office. How about now? And I said, sure.
You're both too accommodating.
I don't know what happened.
Also,
it really got away from us.
Also, wow. That's a boring text!
It was boring.
I wanted to share one more. Is that okay?
Absolutely. This show is really about boring text messages. Secondarily about anything else.
I'm not going to name who this is.
Uh-oh.
Really,
do we have to pick?
To Savannah
we
get to decide who's texting me.
It's going to be Josh.
It says...
Yeah, I've got a bad feeling.
Okay, other person. When are you home from work? I said... I'll be home closer to 7. What's up?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to take a nap at your house until Boom Club, if that is okay. Yes, do it. Enjoy the couch. That's it.
Wow, that's totally me. Your Heineke isn't too obvious a place.
I know. Also, I love that you said boom club.
I didn't realize you said boom clubs.
That I opened up multiple text exchanges and then couldn't use them because they were all Star Wars gifts.
I love that so much. Well. Right.
Great. Yeah. Well, we're a lot farther in the show than we usually are when we start anything else. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Any highlights of the last 10 days since our last podcast?
Ma'am.
That anyone wants to get off their chestal region?
I'd be happy to facilitate.
I think it's the right
the leaking area, the chi-chis.
The leaking bosom, which is a really great band name. Call it.
Band name, I call it.
I have no musical futures.
So, 10 days.
Yeah,
what a difficult time amount of time to summarize.
Not quite a fortnight, yet more than a week.
Not nearly a fortnight.
We're about to have my second small group of the week, so we're going big again. Ooh. Two small groups, 1 week.
Welcome to the Older Than Thou segment of
Candace
our
show. Candace is going to be
a We're synced up on our small group attendees.
Not where I thought you were going with that. Same cycle. That's what I assumed.
Oh, I was pretty sure that's what you thought that we were saying. But it's not. I think so. I don't
we're
know. We can
yeah.
swap
can,
notes later
yeah,
on that.
Sure.
We keep Josh and I keep a calendar of every female we know and like when about their wow I'm Tamara's
duck and cover.
Not happy with that sentence, and I'm joking.
Fuck you fools.
I don't even know why she's upset. It's not the 10th yet.
Oh.
Also a joke.
Mother's gonna love that one.
Mother's not gonna like that one. I'm gonna get a phone call on that
when,
one.
When is this going live?
She's, like,
she's gonna call you 5 minutes after.
Jeffrey, yeah. You know you can't say things like that
Jeffrey.
About girls.
Hey, if I'm gonna have a grandchild anytime soon, you need to get in shape. You need to get this together.
Don't please. Oh, that's sad.
Nah. She's joking. Anyway, highlight of the last 10 days. Book club was good. I like book club. Ryan was great.
Right.
That's a pretty awesome group of people.
Yeah.
I feel like
Valerie is incredibly intelligent. She is brilliant,
yes.
Literarily, especially.
I'm hoping that she goes toe to toe with Joshy because
yeah.
I think that she can.
Oh, she totally can. She wrote her like thesis thing that was like I don't know 200 pages long on Dostoevsky, which I obviously didn't because I can't even say the name.
Dostoevsky.
There we go.
The Brothers Karamazov. She talked about that.
Yeah.
We're excited about that.
Yeah.
The
so
first
cool.
thing we're going to read, Savannah will actually like this. Well, first we're reading a short story called Bridesicle.
Savannah
won't
like
that.
Won't
like
that
as much, although it's interesting. But we're going to read Their Eyes Were Watching God as our first novel.
I love that book.
I also love it. I read it. I recommended it to Tamara to give to Savannah. So Savannah, I know you love it. We're going to read it for a small group.
Did she read it? Did Savannah read it?
Yeah.
Savannah, did you read it? Yeah, she read it.
Yeah.
I don't.
I like to imagine her on the subway that you're like talking about, no, or the train when you guys are listening to it together.
Subway.
And she's like coming back to us like, yes, I read it.
Yes,
I liked it.
Move on.
You know me.
Yeah. Stop talking about it.
Next topic, please.
I have a limited amount of time on this train. And I want to listen.
And those old people are really freaking me out.
Savannah, if you're still listening.
Thanks.
Hey, girl.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Good week. Good show. I think we go around now and talk about what we learned on the show. Although Josh did not get distracted this week. You were really good. I'm really proud of you. I don't know what you could have learned without. I guess he was playing
Dungeon Boss.
Dungeon Boss. Only because we took away his computer, or he wouldn't have played any game on here.
Yeah, I'll get to that bike later.
Ew. Should we start with the guest? Is everyone okay with that?
No,
just kidding.
End with the guest.
We're going to end with the guest. It seems like the right thing to do. Tamara, do you know what you learned on the show?
Yeah, I learned that Candace's grandpa sounds pretty crazy. And I might like to meet him, and I also don't want to meet him. Is that weird?
Oh, no. That's how
it is. As long as everything comes out okay. Josh, what about you? What did you learn on the program today?
So, I learned that this myth that we have that Native Americans lived like a perfectly pure life that did not impact the environment is not necessarily true. And the most classic example, of course, are the Mayans, who we know just kind of vanished. And the reason why they vanished is because they actually depleted their own resources to an extent where they actually grew too much. So if it were true that they didn't impact their environment, then they would have been a thriving civilization probably to this day.
Ooh,
I learned that. The more you know, am I right?
You're right. I learned on the show today that Josh is a worse son than he is a texter.
Oh. Which is saying something.
It's saying something.
Really bad.
Yikes. And that Karen Phillips is a saint.
That was going to be my thing. I learned about Karen. Little owl sound, her little hooing.
Oh, she'll say that when she's just checking on you.
Oh,
she'll just come over and be like, look at you, and just be like, oh, you doing good? Okay.
See, I didn't know all these little idiosyncrasies that Karen had.
When we do, like, at the beginning of a meal, we do to the giver, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Left your plate,
oh, yeah.
To the giver, she goes, hoo-hoo.
Oh, that's her, like, just her way to give thanks right there.
She has no idea she does it.
Yeah,
she
what?
Doesn't. She does like she's not conscious of the hoo hoo.
We
she has to like be brought to awareness.
We
of
started
the hoo-hoo.
Doing it back to her, and she'd be like, "Oh, did I do that?" I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you just did that.
I've been caught in that trap.
Blah. Yeah.
Blah. I did that for years. I had no idea.
I say oofta.
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 Oof.
Like from the Pharaoh song. Based
more
on
like
Louie
from the Midwest. And my that's what my other grandmother.
Oofta.
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 Yeah, yeah. She says,
yeah,
yeah
sure,
you
betcha. Oh, sure.
Sure, yeah. Let's go get that hot dish over there and, yeah, let's just dig on in.
Oofta.
Oofta. Oofta.
Oh, we're crying your beer cheese soup, am I right?
Oh, but the potato cheese.
Those potatoes. It sounds
what
almost,
potatoes.
It's almost like steering towards like the original gangster. Oh, those potato cheese dough. The potato cheese dough.
Dough. Bruh. Man, that show was smooth like a limousine.
It's too real.
Man, Kip!
Use protection!
Protect yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Before you wreck yourself!
And this older couple is, like, watching us, like, trying to figure out what the heck we're, like, doing in sync together as we're, like...
It's big in Japan!
That's pretty great.
Josh, how was your day?
My day was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well,
you're not going to speak any louder than that.
Oh, I don't know if I'll say that much this time.
Tamara, speak your mind.
Hello.
Speak
this
your
is
truth.
My mind, my truth, my heart, my
that's,
soul,
that's
my
good.
Everything.
Thank you.